Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it, sports fans. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35-plus years, now get this, 36 years, the second week of September, of radio presence, Ring Talk Live Worldwide Network since 1989, of course, started in 84. Bottom line is, we've been here 36 years, we're rocking and rolling, of course. This is your show as well, so you can join me on the tour fee if you'd like, because I've got some great guests today. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Often imitated, but never duplicated. My guests today will include the retired HBO Godfather. That's right. Larry Merchant will be announced. But wait, we're not done with Larry's. Larry Holmes will be here, the former undisputed world heavyweight champion, the Easton Assassin, the mayor of Easton, Pennsylvania. When I need something done in Easton, a pothole, I just call Larry. Bottom line is, Larry will be here in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That's right, 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide today on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 211, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. Bottom line is, you can always catch us live at SportsByline.com. So I've got a slew of guests. My man, the undefeated lad from Las Vegas, Johnny Signorello, will be here. We'll hear from some other boxers as well. And in hour number two, I'll delve into the Gracie conspiracy. That's right. Did the Gracies conspire to win the UFC, the first one with Royce Gracie? We'll hear about that in depth with an interview with Bill Superfoot Wallace. That and more today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, August 11, 2019, two-hour edition, live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. You want me to be your lady. Now I know how it feels to live a fantasy. I used to dream about love. It shows us how it was, but I don't have to dream no more.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Guys, losing your hair sucks, and I should know. I've lost mine. And 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. Well, it might be too late for me, but it's not too late for you. Now there's Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair you have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. For 5 minutes now and starting at just $10 a month, you'll never have to worry about your hair loss again. So you just sign up, takes less than 5 minutes, answer a few simple questions, snap a couple photos, and you complete your online doctor consultation. A licensed physician will review your info. They'll recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. Keeps offers generic versions of the only two FDA-approved hair loss products that are out there, and Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you want to do is wait to see a doctor. For a limited time, you receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/golf. That's KEEPS.com/golf. Do it today. Keeps.com/golf.
It's summertime once again, which means pool parties, barbecues, and relaxation, but it also means home projects, which aren't much fun. So why not let Home Advisor take them off your hands? From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area, letting you get back to summer fun. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. So don't wait. Get those projects done now and make the most of your summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline not only helps keep your engine running like new, it can also help you win big. When you fill up as a Fuel Rewards member, you'll be automatically entered in the Shell Great Gas Giveaway after purchasing 8 gallons or more, where you can win one of thousands of prizes, including free fuel for a year. To join, download the Fuel Rewards app or go to fuelrewards.com/win. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, no purchase necessary. Motion ends 9/1/19. See official rules at fuelrewards.com/win for how to enter by mail and all details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's take it to Las Vegas, Sin City, Las Vegas, baby, and bring in the undefeated lad. I'm talking about Mr. John Signorella. Johnny, talk to me last night. Virgil Ortiz, the real deal?
Oh, Virgil looking good last night with a 6-round knockout over Antonio Orozco at 147 pounds. Virgil Ortiz improves to 14-0 with 14 KOs on the zone.
Didn't answer the question. Is he the real deal?
Yes, I believe so. Youthful. Great athleticism. He's got to chill out, though, with the combination, especially early in the fight, because he got hit a little too much for me. I want to see a little bit more defense for Mr. Ortiz. He's young. He's hungry. Hopefully, they'll work on that defense side. But offensively, very strong.
He looked just like me. I don't want to brag or boast or anything like that, but that's what it sort of reminded me of, just going out there and saying, ding, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no time to play around here, man. Let's do this. And he went out there, and from the very first round with a nice body shot, man, Mr. Ortiz, he took control.
Hey, ding, ding, school's in. I tell you what, he went after Orozco early, and Orozco looked like he collapsed a little bit on the ropes, holding him up there.
Yeah.
Should have been ruled a knockdown, but Orozco ends up going down 3 times from a barrage of punishment in round number 6.
Amazing win for the young man. Orozco came in at, what, 28-1 with 17 whacks?
Yeah, that's correct. Now he's 28-2. Yeah.
What can you say? All right, what were the other highlights of the weekend? Now, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. knocked out some schmo. I was told the guy was a schmo beforehand. I didn't want to say it on the radio, but I'm saying it now. The guy was a schmo, wasn't he?
Yeah, he came in at Estado Marquez, I believe his name is, 25-11 and won with 19 KOs. Now, after last night, getting knocked out by Julio Cesar Chavez in Mexico, Jr., that is, of course, in Mexico. I tell you what, though, a guy that impressed me last night over in Philly on ESPN Plus is up-and-coming kid Edgar Berlanga. Ready for this, Pedro?
Talk to
12-0, 12 KOs, all of his KOs in the first round.
Wow. Hey, so time out. There was a bit of an upset last night, speaking of Philadelphia. Unheralded Adon Gonzalez, now 5-2 with a couple of draws and 2 KOs. He beat the 2-time Olympic gold medalist Robesi Ramirez in his pro debut.
That's a huge upset. You're talking about a 2-time gold medal Olympian in his pro debut at featherweight getting beat up by a guy that most people would consider a journeyman at best. Some people might refer to him as a tomato can, but that guy last night hit the jackpot.
I'll say it again. You can never truly evaluate Cuban fighters when you bring them over here because of the difference in society, the fact they can have food, the fact that all these different things that weren't available to them before are available to them now. And it's like putting a kid in a candy store and telling them he can't eat candy. You know what I'm saying? So these guys, I think they sort of like lack discipline.
Yeah, I could not have said that better myself. It's hard to gauge and read these guys. We know that usually they have a tremendous amateur background as the two-time Olympian gold medalist, you know, it's proven to have shown. I mean, you win the Olympics twice. You have an amateur background that's very strong, but we never know what we're going to get.
Did you know how pissed off the Cubans are about this?
They got to be really
upset. I got a phone call this morning from Fidel. And he's dead.
kidding.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide, baby, on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, of course, Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel. My name is Pedro Fernandez. The guy on the phone, of course, from Skype from Las Vegas is the right hand here, of course, talking about Mr. John Signorella. And John, what were the other weekend highlights for you? Mr. Sosa fought on ESPN Plus. Was that a good card?
Yeah, the ESPN Plus card I enjoyed a lot from Philly last night. And Jason Sosa won last night with a TKO over Haskell Rhodes at 130. Knocked down Rhodes three times. Looked pretty strong. They're talking about possibly Miguel Burchett next. Miguel Burchett is nasty. I don't know if Sosa's ready for that assignment yet, but I wouldn't mind seeing it if it should happen.
Jaime Munguia's coming back. Of course, came off that fight, which he lost. I mean, he lost. He lost. Everybody knew he lost. Everybody in the world. Didn't he lose that, Johnny?
Yeah, he didn't look so hot that night.
He even
took his poster down.
Yeah, exactly. We took his poster down. 33-0, 26 KOs. Takes on Patrick Allotti, 43-30 KOs. Is Allotti a lot?
No. A whole lot of nothing there. DAZN needed September 14th because of the vacated Canelo usual over Mexican Independence Day. He would fight. They couldn't get Triple G to lace him up. They needed someone. They put this together totally last minute on the fly on a month's notice. So this is what you get. But I do hear that Ryan Garcia is returning, so that should get some attention on that card.
Tyson Fury is coming back against a guy named Otto Wallin. Who the hell is Otto Wallin?
I have no clue. And if I don't know who you are in the world of boxing, that's not a good look.
He doesn't. I don't think he has a record with BoxRec.
No, he doesn't. You know what? I had to dig deep. You're absolutely correct.
Am I right on that one?
Yeah, I had to find. I dug deep. I got him. Ready? 20-0, 13 KOs. I got it.
Because I was looking around for the dude. I can't find. Where's Otto? Like, where's Waldo? I couldn't find Otto. Of course, Tyson Fury coming off that spectacular win over the over his head, Tom Schwartz. And, of course, that took place June 15th, and that was on ESPN+. This is an ESPN+ fight, too?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Are the apps, will you explain to my older listeners, to our older listeners, why they've got to get hip to the apps, and if they don't, they're just going to be left out in the cold?
They usually run a card every weekend, and if one's not, chances are another one is. So 52 weeks out of the year, you're pretty much guaranteed a boxing event. Or if you're into combat sports in general, DAZN has, of course, Bellator and ESPN, and ESPN Plus have UFC.
Okay. Speaking of the UFC, we'll get to that in a little bit. Is the UFC, how can I put this? Is the UFC starting to fade? Do you think it's starting to go? I mean, the WWE ratings are way down. Are the UFC ratings starting to slide? Because I just don't see the entertainment factor. I just see a whole lot of brutality.
You know that, and they're just oversaturating the market right now. I was watching this card last night. There was 14 scheduled bouts, in which 13 had transpired yesterday, and we're seeing it every week. And for me, the UFC doesn't hold my attention like boxing does. I could watch boxing week in and week out. I love combat sports in general. The UFC, I need names. I need more name recognition, more brand recognition. And to answer your question, when they have name recognition, I think the ratings do very well when you have like guys like Anthony Pettis and Max Holloway out there. But like a card like last night, not so much. But however, I tell you what, man, Mike Perry's nose last night, yikes.
See, yikes. There shouldn't be a whole lot of yikes in sports, man, even in combat sports. Bottom line is, Mr. Yikes will return a little bit later. I'm talking about Johnny Signorella. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Next up, the retired HBO godfather in the house. That's right, Elvis himself, Mr. Larry Merchant. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or shoot us a studio text. Text me in the studio. The text line, 415 415- 215-275-1613. The text line, once again, the Ring Talk text line. Text us in the studio, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby, but you know that.
How did I get up from the knockdowns? I don't know.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's our own godfather, Larry Merchant. Larry, a very good Sunday morning to you, sir.
Back at you, Pedro.
Life is good. And listen, you and I have been in this game a little while, and we've always been hearing for decades how there was going to be fights in Brunei and Saudi Arabia and big fights and this and that. So finally, Saudi Arabia lands a big fight, the Joshua-Andy Ruiz rematch.
Isn't it in Dubai?
I was told it was going to be in Saudi Arabia. Is it going to be in Dubai? Saudi Arabia, Dubai, doesn't matter. It's still over there.
Yes. But I love the name Dubai. They're asking you to come over there and buy a lot of stuff. It's a hub of visitors and water sports and malls and such.
And Godfather,
so I'm not surprised that ultimately a big fight would get there. It's been talked about for years, as you reminded us.
Having spent 2 weeks in Dubai, I was sick for a week, spent like a week on IV fluids and all that kind of good stuff, so it wasn't a good trip. And I discovered there were only two types of women in Dubai: hookers and women that wore the burqas. The women's without the burqas were hookers. It was really strange. It was a strange environment. Of course, that was about, 8 or 10 years ago. But Dubai didn't treat me good. The food was bad, Godfather. You know how it is. Travel around the world, you risk your own peril when you eat their food.
True that. But they seem to have survived very well. Over 3 million people live in Dubai.
Yeah.
And millions of tourists come there annually, which is considered an attraction for the millionaires and multimillionaires and billionaires of Europe, and to see how the bigger, the smaller half, but the bigger spenders. Do their stuff, and a big heavyweight championship fight will undoubtedly attract a lot of them.
Godfather, do you remember Harold Rossfield Smith, Harold Smith and the Muhammad Ali sports? Hustle?
Yes, I do. He conned banks out of a lot of money, projecting the idea that he would take over boxing, and soon went broke.
Exactly, but what he was doing is he was embezzling money, but he never walked into an actual bank. He spent a couple years in prison. Anyway, he was over in Dubai about five, six years ago, trying to put together a card, and I looked on Fight News or one of those websites, and he had to put together a card, but it was a subpar, not, you know, like guys were 13 and 19, taking on the guys were 13 and 19 and stuff like that, so it wasn't really a professional card. But now Dubai, they're willing to spend money. Saudi Arabia is willing to spend money. Of course, Mr. Amir Khan went over there and fought a featherweight. He made a bunch of money. He's happy. He wants to go back. Is this a signal of the money gates of Saudi of the Middle East opening up for boxing? Because you know when Prince Nassim Ahmed fought, he made more money selling TV rights over there than he did from HBO.
Well, we'll see about that. You know, when I left HBO, I did some international fights for Bob Arum, where we went to Hong Kong and China, and did a half a dozen fights, as I say. And he thought that this would be a big breakout, but it's broken back in. But there are people who will try. There are places all over the planet that would love to put on a heavyweight championship fight. Okay. Jack Dempsey fought in Montana once, and that seems right now farther away from the center of boxing in America than Dubai does.
Is Andy Ruiz in your mind, when you look at this fight on paper, the rematch, would you pick Andy Ruiz to win the rematch, Godfather?
I would seriously consider it. Somebody would have to talk me out of it because I'm not sure that the British fighter has ever seen anybody quite like him. I don't know if any of us have seen someone quite like him recently, a guy who's got paunch and punch.
But he, you know, what I noticed most about the Joshua fight was that he broke Joshua's spirit. He took it. It seemed like he extracted his heart from him and broke his spirit because he was a reluctant warrior there at the end. He wasn't telling the referee, "Okay, baby, let's go."
Well, I think he was probably in shock by how a late substitute was showing him a part of boxing he hadn't seen before, a pressure fighter who could take a punch, and he just wasn't prepared. And whether he had put in enough miles and enough rounds in preparation, I don't know, but you can put in all the miles and have all the rounds in the world, and you walk into the ring, and suddenly there's somebody there you've never imagined before, and anyone or competed against anyone like him before, and you have no answers. Shock ought to be the proper response when something like that happens.
August 31st, maybe the pound-for-pound best fighter in boxing right now, Vasyl Lomachenko, coming back against 5'11", Luke Campbell, in like three of the lightweight belts. Teofimo Lopez, another undefeated lightweight, didn't look that good against that 6-foot Japanese guy, Nakatani, a few weeks ago. Is Lomachenko going to be able to, how can I put this, neutralize anything Luke Campbell brings to the dance?
Well, he's done pretty well so far since his first professional fight. And he is a phenomenal young athlete. So until proven otherwise, I don't see anybody that can seriously compete with him, with the possible exception of Mikey Garcia.
Mm-hmm. You know, I went to a retired boxers meeting here in Northern California in San Francisco a couple weeks ago and got into an argument with some old guy over Mikey Garcia, and he's screaming at me. He goes, "The guy's 39-1. What the hell did you ever do?" And all I said was, "He didn't throw a meaningful punch in 12 rounds of boxing that I saw." That's all I said, and the guy went like berserk on me. But anyway, bottom line is Mikey Garcia looking for the paydays and not the big fights. Do you know what I mean by that, Godfather? In other words, he's looking for money and the big paydays.
Maybe where can he make more money than for fighting Lomachenko?
Spence. I think he thinks he can make more money fighting Spence
again.
Who was the other welterweight he was talking about a couple weeks ago? He was talking about fighting another welterweight. I mean, he isn't talking about coming back down to 135. He's talking about fighting at 147.
Well, I don't know about that, and it's conceivably true. But all I'm saying is that we know him best as a lightweight and a junior lightweight, and as a damn good one. And as I said, I can't think of anybody else who can seriously compete against Lomachenko.
Good point. August 21st, ESPN Plus. You got to have the app, baby. Sergey Kovalev, the twice-beaten world light heavyweight champion, taking on Anthony Yarde. Yarde is once beaten, but he is, I think he's from the UK, and he's trained and managed by Andre Ward and the team up here in Oakland, California. And, of course, Andre Ward was the guy that broke Kovalev down. Is there some correlation there?
Perhaps. I don't know much about the fighter. In fact, I know less than that even about him. But it seems like a logical step for the young man to train for a big fight. But I don't know if he's in that class or not.
Did you happen to get a chance to look at Virgil Ortiz last night?
Nope.
Okay, he was on the zone. Check him out. He went 6 rounds. He beat a guy in Antonio Orozco. He like just beat him up pretty bad, but it was a... Orozco came in like 26-1, 27-1 with 17 whacks, and Ortiz came in 13-0, 13 whacks, and ended in 6 rounds. But he's another force at 147. This 147-pound weight class, it might be Crawford. Oh, that's who he was talking about. That's who Mikey Garcia wanted to fight. He wanted to fight Crawford.
Well, okay. You and I and all the insiders in boxing know Crawford, but I don't think he's known beyond that and beyond Omaha, Nebraska, where he's from. I don't know what kind of an attraction he is and how much money that a fight like that would generate, but it would be a significant prize fight, and I would love to see it.
Okay, Tyson Fury is taking on a guy named Otto Wallin, and we can't find who Otto Wallin is. He's like, now we found him finally, 20-0. But I'm telling you, Godfather, we had to research and look under rocks to find out who this guy was that Tyson Fury is going to fight. I think it's September 14th.
Well, maybe if he's the alter ego of Ruiz.
He can
give Tyson Fury all he can handle.
Deontay Wilder faced must have a test in a 40-year-old Cuban in Luis Ortiz.
I'm sorry I missed that question.
Does Deontay Wilder face much of a test with the 40-year-old Luis Ortiz in a rematch?
Well, at the same time as I have to think that he beat him once and he'll beat him again, it seems like there is a danger element. If you recall in their original fight, Wilder was really hurt and proved his mettle.
Mm-hmm.
When he came back from being almost out on his feet. So they must have a lot of confidence that he can do it again, but okay. It would seem something of a risk.
I got one question, and I hope you can answer it like in 35 seconds or less. Why was Jerry Cooney introduced second after Larry Holmes when they fought in 1982?
Wasn't Larry Holmes the champion?
Exactly.
And so?
And Jerry Cooney was announced second. In other words, they introduced Holmes first and Cooney second.
Oh, I see. Well, if you recall, there was a lot of underlying racial situations in that promotion, in which Jerry Cooney be treated as the champion. But Holmes allowed all that stuff to go on, and when he got in the ring, he beat Jerry Cooney up.
He sure did. Godfather, you say hello to the godmama for me. I still want to have dinner with her real soon. And you take care and have a great weekend, okay?
Same to you.
Larry Merchant, fool, baby, the Hall of Famer himself, Mr. HBO. When we talk HBO boxing, it was Larry Merchant. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of combat sports, both boxing and MMA. The Sunday edition, 2 hours. We start at 11 a.m. Pacific time.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
Baby, I got the feeling, baby.
Comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home auto with Progressive. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Huh, that sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Because he's a bum?
The darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Mother said it's not bragging when you're telling the truth. Only, son, don't be too honest, loose. People resent honesty. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside looking world of boxing and MMA. Last night, Valentina Shevchenko, well, she beat Liz Carmucha. She licked her like a stamp, and Liz Carmucha's a lesbian, so I didn't mean that in a sexual manner, but the bottom line was she was licked like a stamp. The scorecards were 50-45 across the board. That means 5 rounds of zip. Not a round went to Liz Carmucha. Carmucha, of course, lasted about 15 seconds with Ronda Rousey. Remember, she was talking all that smack about Ronda and this and that. She was going to do this to Ronda, do that to Ronda. She got done in by Ronda like in the blink of an eye. Anyway, Valentina Shevchenko, these girls fighting at 125 pounds, won a title fight last night in a 5-round decision. Some other people on the card, who knows? Mike Perry, his nose was looking pretty bad. We heard about that earlier, a split decision loss to Vicente Luque. What I'm trying to tell you is, you know, when you see these guys with their noses hanging out and that kind of good stuff, the fight, I banged on the table, the fight should be stopped. The fight should be stopped. When a guy's eyes hanging out and his face is all deformed and this kind of stuff, you stop fights. That's what you do. This is inhumane. I mean, I'm a combat sports freak, but I keep saying it week after week after week after week after week after week. The cornermen need to step up and tell Dana White, hey, guess what, Dana? You can bop me. Because I'm going to throw in the towel when my guy is hurt. Because you don't see these guys throwing in the towel at all. It's not a coincidence. They're told not to throw in that towel. You can't tell me that. I haven't seen a towel in the UFC in months. Months of fights. Months. Haven't seen one. Can't remember the last time I seen a towel go over the cage. Can't remember that. Why? Because it's not part of the mentality. The mentality of the UFC is deathmatch. Deathmatch, deathmatch. So you have these death matches, and here's why the UFC wins out on this, is that they put you in death matches, and you last about maybe a year and a half, 2 years, if you're lucky, okay? And in that year and a half, 2 years, they grind every cent out of you that they can by paying you 8 to 10% of the pie. That's right. The pie is worth 100%. There's $100 in the pie. The fighters only get between 8 and 12 bucks out of that $100. Something's wrong with the UFC. Anyway, last night's card, not a big card. It was on ESPN Plus, so if you missed it, we're going to say you didn't miss much. The UFC Heavyweight Championship on the line, of course, UFC 241, August 17th from the Honda Center, Anaheim, California. Daniel Cormier, former light heavyweight champion, 205-pounder, moving up, of course, won the heavyweight championship by upsetting Stipe Miocic, the former Cleveland Golden Glove champion and Ohio State Golden Glove champion. But Stipe was supposed to be the boxer there, and he got knocked the muck out. He just did. Cormier looking fat, like 25 pounds over the, like 225, somewhere around. He looked a little fat, man, a little sloppy. He knocked. And sort of like, I guess, like the Andy Ruiz method, except to a lesser extent of training. And because he did knock Stipe Miocic out. Stipe didn't have an answer for that. Ba-boom. Ice out, baby. You're done. Anthony Pettis in the co-feature taking on Nathaniel Diaz. Who's Nathaniel Diaz? A.K.A. Nate Diaz. Stockton, California, baby. The 209 area code. What can I say about Nate and Nick Diaz is, how come they don't have their own marijuana brands yet? Because they've got a CBD rule as far as the UFC is concerned now. And Nate Diaz is concerned. I think Nate showed up with a CBD pen and was hitting the CBD pen and said it was nothing but CBDs. But you and I all know that CBDs only work with THC for the most part. You've got to have some THC to really get that, to get the CBDs to rock a little bit. So I think he had a blend going on there. More power to him. Anyway, the bottom line is they do have a CBD rule. They call it the Nick Diaz rule, the Nate Diaz rule, where guys can do CBDs before, during, and after a fight. Bottom line is Anthony Pettis, former lightweight champion, taking on Nate Diaz at welterweight. Interesting fight. Anthony, not much of a welterweight. Not much of a lightweight either, because, you know, when you go back to 155, he starves himself to 155, and he's got no fight in the tank. So it's sort of like, He's in a bad spot, Pettis. Really can't fight at 155, and he's sort of small for 170. So he gets in a big money fight with Nate Diaz. That's going to be a big money fight because anytime Nate fights, of course, the pay-per-view numbers do well when the Diaz brothers fight Nate or Nick. And remember I used to say when I used to work in Tijuana, I worked for 2 years straight, once a month in Tijuana, like every Saturday, once a month. It was cool. Did some TV down there. Had a great time. But I used to walk through the streets of Tijuana late at night, 3, 4 in the morning, sometimes going back to the hotel. The Best Western. Anyway, it was funny is that I didn't feel scared. I just didn't feel scared. There were some main bad dudes out there, but just didn't feel scared walking through the streets of Tijuana. Always because I never wore slippery leather shoes, and I always knew I could outrun these guys if I had to. Remember that. Never wear slippery shoes when you go out. I'm trying to tell you guys this because if something happens, you can slip and fall and this and that. But if something happens and some guy like checks your old lady or puts you in check or something like that, you can't do nothing because you're like on ice skates. Believe me, I've been to a lot of bar fights as a policeman and saw a lot of guys beat up because they were wearing crummy shoes. Anyway, back to Nate Diaz and Anthony Pettis. Nate Diaz is probably going to win that fight with Pettis. Pettis is a good fighter, former lightweight champion, but not a good ground guy. And I think Nate Diaz will take that his BJJ, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, to the ground and take care of him. A middleweight contest is also on this bill. Pablo Costa taking on Yoel Romero. Romero's like a 40-year-old former Olympic gold medalist from Cuba. Good fighter, but, man, long, long, long in the tooth. Gabriel Benitez and Sagda Youssef. Do you know any of these guys? No, neither do I. Rest of the card, I really don't know. Kwang Ho Kang taking on Brandon Davis in a bantamweight bout, wanting to bring in that Korean guys. But the bottom line is the UFC has no names. You heard Johnny Sig say it a little bit earlier, you know? No names, man. It's got to be a name thing. It's got to be a name thing. And how they sold this for $4.2 billion, I just don't know. I mean, I keep scratching my head and scratching my head and scratching my head and saying to myself, okay, $4,200 million I'm paying for the UFC, and yet the UFC really doesn't have a whole lot of athletes, star athletes. And in order for this business to succeed, I'm going to need star athletes, right? No, I'm not. Don't you understand that ESPN Plus contract that Dana White signed and the UFC signed, that basically sealed their fate. They can do whatever they want. They can tell Conor McGregor to go jump in the lake. They told Chris Cyborg Santos they cut her loose after they burned her. Talk about burning the poor broad. I mean, come on, man. First of all, they said she looked. Dana said, I saw Dana on TV say that she looked like Wanderlei Silva, who is this Brazilian fighter at light heavyweight. The axe murderer is what they called him, that she looked like Wanderlei Silva in drag. And then Joe Rogan said on his podcast on YouTube and all kinds of other stuff that Chris Cyborg Santos had a penis. Now, I used to joke about her being chromosomally challenged and that kind of good stuff, but I never implied that she had a male appendage. And I never implied that. Anyway, they took this to another level. Her daughter was confronted at school. Hey, man, did your mom have a penis? I watched it on TV. This guy said your mom has a penis. I mean, imagine that kind of stuff. So she gets into a beef with Dana White because Dana White says, you know what? She didn't want to have the rematch with Amanda Nunes, so they put her in this fight with some Spencer girl a couple of weeks ago anyway, and she beat her, okay? But that was the last fight on her UFC contract, and I think Dana White did this on purpose. She told her he didn't let the rematch happen both girls wanted to. Both Amanda Nunes and Cyborg Santos wanted to do the rematch after that quick one-round knockout of Cyborg Santos by Amanda Nunes a couple of months ago. So they were going to do it again. I mean, but Dana said that, you know, that Chris Cyborg Santos didn't want the rematch. She was, like, scared of it, didn't want it. So Chris said, you know, you're full of spit. And I'm talking about spit with an H, right? So Chris Cyborg went after Dana White, made Dana White look like a fool, played Dana White up like a punk. Okay, as he is. Because Dana White is a stone-cold punk. I mean, you guys say what you want. You guys say, oh, he's Dana. No, he's some stone-cold punk from East Boston, that's all. He's a guy that got a couple lucky breaks. He may be a billionaire now, but he's still that punk from East Boston in my mind, okay? I'll never forget when he came out here from East Boston, was trying to do his thing in Las Vegas in amateur boxing. Hey, speaking of licking a stamp, he couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. He thought he was an amateur boxer. He couldn't teach boxing either as well. Who came out of his boxing gym? Anybody? No. And then, of course, Whitey Bulger ran him out. Whitey Bulger was the mafia in Boston, and he ran Dana White out of town when he told Dana White he wanted $2,500 in payoff money or protection money each month for his gym. Dana said, I didn't have $25, alone $2,500. So Dana, instead of paying the money, he left town, which is Bad news, because he went to Las Vegas and he hooked up with the Fertittas and he created the UFC. Now, I'm not trying to say the UFC wouldn't have came along, but I'm trying to say I think the UFC would have been better off without Dana White. I just think that Dana White's ego is too much. I've known Dana White before the UFC. I remember him in Las Vegas trying to be like a little four-round, six-round guy with trainers and all that kind of stuff, trying to train fighters and manage fighters. That kind of goes. He was a four-round guy max. You know what I'm saying? A nothing in the world of boxing. Then he came into the world of UFC. Of course, combined his knowledge or his fortitude with that of the Fertitta brothers and all their money. Of course, they own the Station casinos there in Las Vegas, the Palace casinos as well. They put that money together. They lost $35 million to go, so I got to give the Fertitta brothers props for staying in this. So they lost $35 million. They tried to sell it. They couldn't sell it. They held on to it, and now it's worth $4.2 billion. After it was sold for $4.2 billion. So I guess a lot of that has to go to Dana White for credit. But when I look at Dana White, I look at the entire big picture, Dana White's sort of like the Vince McMahon of the UFC. And if you're looking at the WWE ratings, they suck. And if you look at the WWE house shows, they're terrible. I mean, they have to put curtains around the arena. You hear boos. There's all these empty seats. I mean, it's just, it ain't what it was. And how does that happen? I mean, how does the WWE go to the hottest, from the hottest ticket in town to nobody wants to go? Well, bad programming. I mean, Vince McMahon. It's all Vince McMahon. If somebody farts on WWE television, Vince McMahon has drawn that fart into the script. There's nothing that gets done on WWE without Vince McMahon's approval. His stamp has to go on it. Not Paul Levesque, not Triple H, not Stephanie McMahon, and not Shane. It has to have Vince's stamp on it. That's the same thing that goes on with the UFC. It has to have Dana White's stamp on it. Okay? I think Dana White's stamp is like, eh. But then who am I? He's created a $4.2 billion entity, right? Yeah, but he's created on the backs of fighters who he's underpaid it. And I think that if you underpay fighters, that makes you a pimp. Like, sorry, what can I say? You're pimping somebody off. I mean, you're pimping these guys off in death matches, and that's what they are, death match after death match. Some of these guys get $5,000, $5,000, $10,000, go in there and get their head taken off. Holy cow, come on. How much money is it worth? How much money is permanent damage worth? Because you know that these guys are suffering permanent damage when they're getting beaten on and beaten on and beaten on and beaten on. Like Brian Ortega in that fight with Max Holloway a few months ago, December, I think, 2018. I mean, that was the most brutal fight I've ever seen. And I think there was a couple of other more brutal fights, but a brutal fight that wasn't stopped. Other brutal fights are going back. This fight wasn't stopped. The corner didn't stop the fight. Not until the fourth round. I think the doctor stopped the fight. But the doctor didn't step in. The referee didn't step in. The corner didn't step in. All three of these people that were supposed to protect Brian Ortega failed to protect him. So he'll never be the same. I don't think he'll be featherweight champion of the world. I don't think he'll be some iconic fighter that's able to go out and talk to the community and be handsome and be beautiful and this and that. I think that that beating that Max Holloway put on him left permanent scars, and that's all there is to it, baby. And you don't come back. You don't come back from a beating like that. You just don't. So what am I trying to tell you? Dana White's a piece of spit. How do you spell spit? Spell it with an H. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll bring Johnny Sig back. This is hour number one of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, 2 hours, a Sunday edition, live on Sports Byline.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The guitar of the great Jeff Tamalier. Man, Jeff's hung out with all kinds of bands. Starship, Tower of Power, Average White Band. Jeff gets around. I call him the Hendrix of funk. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing, MMA. Of course, we bring back that undefeated lad from Las Vegas, Nevada. Rage's Progress. What's happening with this World Boxing Series? What's going on?
Oh, man, it's shady over there. What's going on is the WBBS, the World Boxing Super Series. What happened was they promised funds to a lot of their fighters, and unfortunately those funds were not being secured. The money wasn't there. Progray threatened to pull out if he wasn't paid. I believe there's a lot of back payments, a lot of late payments going on with the World Boxing Super Series.
Man, you don't pay me back payments on a fight, my friend. I mean, when I'm fighting that day, I'm getting paid that day either before the fight or right then and there.
The wheels are falling off on this thing. Now, right now, Donaire and Inoue is scheduled for November 7th. I thought this whole thing was going to collapse because of insufficient funds in general. There's also a cruiserweight finale to be announced. But the Progray-Taylor fight is off, and that's a shame because that's a really good fight. But I can't blame him. I did a thorough investigation on this for Progray, and you know he wasn't getting paid for previous appearances, and he was worried about not getting paid.
John, who is not paying? Who are these people? Who is not paying?
The financiers, the promoters of the World Boxing Super Series. You know what? I don't know. I know that Schaefer was originally involved, but he withdrew.
You mean Richard Schaefer, the hetero from Golden Boy?
Absolutely. Yeah, he was involved in season one. He withdrew in season two. And he had, you know, issues of his own with them. Yeah, so. So there's, I don't think we see season three, in other words. I don't think, he pulled out.
Jokes there, folks. I'm sorry, but if you read between the lines, you got that one. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Hour number two, Johnny Sigg will be back with me, of course. Larry Holmes will open up hour number two. If Larry picks up the phone, as we expect him to. He will pick up the phone and we'll spend some time with Larry Holmes, of course, the world heavyweight champion, the Eastern Assassin. If you'd like to join me and Larry on the toll-free, you can. The toll-free is 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free no-commitment text line. Shoot Larry and me a text here in the studio. The text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Ring Talk, hour number two, still to come after the news. 'Cause I love-